Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, "Get up, go to Bethel, and settle there. Make there an altar to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of your brother Esau." Then Jacob said to his household and to all that were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your clothes. Let us get up and go up to Bethel, where I will make an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave Jacob all their foreign gods that they had, and the rings that were in their ears. Then Jacob hid them under the oak that is near Shechem. As they journeyed, the terror of God fell upon the towns that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God was revealed to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried under the oak below Bethel, and the name of it was called Alon Bakut, Oak of Weeping. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan-Aram and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So God called his name Israel. Then God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations will come from you, and kings will come from your body. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you and your descendants after you." Then God went up from the place he spoke with him. Jacob set up a pillar in the place he spoke with him, a pillar of stone. Then he poured out a drink offering on it and poured olive oil on it. So Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke to him Bethel, House of God. Then they left Bethel. When they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel went into labor, and it was a difficult labor. When she was in hard labor, the midwife said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you are having another son." As she was dying, for she was dying, she called his name Ben-Ani, son of my sorrow. But his father called him Ben-Yamin, son of my right hand. So Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Jacob set up a pillar over her grave. It is the pillar of Rachel's grave that is there to this day. Then Israel journeyed on and spread out his tent beyond the tower of Eder. While Israel was living in that land, Reuben went and slept with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. Now Jacob had 12 sons. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's servant, were Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah, Leah's servant, were Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob that were born to him in Padan-Aram. Now Jacob came to Isaac his father at Mamre, near Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had lived as foreigners. Now Isaac lived to be 180 years old. And Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, old and full of days. His sons Esau and Jacob buried him.